Whatever Annamacharya composed under the erotic songs, which form a major part of his work, it has always been his endeavor to understand the formless through the form, the unknown through the known, the ultimate through the man's basic experiences, because that is what is natural and that is easily understandable to understand the ultimate. There are several compositions which give us a vague symbolism which become clear only when we hear the poet's pulse in those compositions. We should also understand that during his time, 1408-1503, the field of Telugu literature was flooded with erotic poetry, many times not necessarily devotional at all, just erotic. It is not possible, therefore, that he is not influenced by the contemporary trends in literature of his times. Before him, during him and after him, those were the days of literary gymnastics, where different kinds of acrobatic feats have been attempted by poets. Fortunately, Annamaya did not go deeper into those exercises, but he was definitely influenced by Sringara. The entire gamut of Sanskrit literature before him and Telugu literature was saturated with deliberate and definite detailed descriptions of Sringara. It was never considered unnatural, nor is it, but the changing trends of society chose to live in hypocrisy rather than reality and turned a blind eye on the surface to erotic poetry in public. These double standards in society were not there in the days of Annamacharya. Poetic works like Manucharitra Phalasani Peddana, Parijata Paranam by Nandi Timmana, many works of Srinatha, particularly Sringara Naishadam, and even Potana's Bhagavata Purana, and many more works of that time are all full of Sringara, many times whether the situation demands or not. When there are some poets who brought Sringara from divine level to the material level, Annamacharya stuck to the divine and spiritual level and never compromised with that in any of his 12,000 and odd Sringara compositions. Radha and Krishna and their love sports have inundated Indian poetry for centuries. It has been described as Madhura Rasa, the religiously sublimated erotic sentiment by the Vaishnavite treatises on poetry. Sri Aurobindo, in his Foundations of Indian Culture, observes, "The desire of the soul for God is there thrown into symbolic figure in the lyrical love cycle of Radha and Krishna. The nature soul in man seeking for the divine soul through love, seized and mastered by the beauty, attracted by the magical flute, abandoning human cares and duties for this one overpowering passion, and in the cadence of its phase passing through first desire to the bliss of union, the pangs of separation, the eternal longing and reunion, the leela of the love of the human spirit for God." One of the most famous compositions of Annamacharya is the description of Alamelumanga performing dance in front of Lord Venkateshwara. It is a normal composition if we look at it normally. Alarulu kuriyaga adanade alakala kulukula alamelumanga. She was dancing while the flowers from her hair are falling down and the locks of hair dangle on her forehead. Her beauty is like a half-blossomed flower appreciated by other women. She was dancing behind a translucent curtain as the Lord melts at her performance. Alarulu kuriyaga adanade alakala kulukula alamelumanga. Araviri sobagula ativalu metsaga aratera maruguna adanade varusaga purvaduvalapu tirupula hari karagimpuchu alamelumanga. Now here is a curtain between the Lord and her, and the curtain is neither opaque nor transparent, it is translucent. Exactly that is what separates a jivatma from paramatma. Take for example the simple sentence, "I want mukti." Mukti is the third word in the sentence, preceded by "I" representing ego and "want" representing desire. When ego and desire fall apart, you get mukti automatically. We have layers and layers of curtains within us, and that is what Tyagaraja says when he says, "Teratiyagarada, loni matsaramanu teratiyagarada." We have to remove these curtains to realize him. There are different curtains, curtains of ego, jealousy, selfishness, ignorance, pride, illusion, attachment, desire, anger, and so on. All these curtains have to be removed, and that is what is represented symbolically when Annamacharya says, "Aratera maruguna adenade." When you melt him, the curtains drop down, or conversely, when the curtains drop down, you merge with him, as Alamelumanga is described in this song. Incidentally, Annamacharya includes some very desi steps of dance prevalent in his times, in this composition. For me, this is one of the most wonderful of his compositions. It gives so much information hidden in it. It represents the soul of Annamacharya and every living soul that has an urge to merge with the ultimate soul. Let us present this song, Alarulu Kuriyaga Adanade, Alakala Kulukula Alamel Manga.
Alarulu Kuriyaga Adanade, Alarulu Kuriyaga Adanade, Alarulu Kuriyaga Adanade. அலக்கல குலு குல அலமேல் மங்க அலருலு குரிய காடேனதே அலக்கல குலு குல அலமேல் மங்க அலருலு குரிய காடேனதே அலக்கல குலு குல அலமேல் மங்க அலருலு குரிய காடே நதே ஏ அரவிரி சோபகுல அதிவலுமே தக அறத்திறமருகுண ஆடினதே அறத்திறமருகுண ஆடினதே அறத்திறமருகுண ஆடினதே வருசக பூர்வதுவாள புதிருபுல வருசக பூர்வதுவாள புதிருபுல ஹரிகரகிம்புசு அலமேல் மங்க ஹரிகரகிம்புசு நலமேல் மங்க அலருலு குரிய காடேனதே ஏ சிந்துல பாடல சிறி போலையாட்டல அந்தல மோத்தல ஆடினதே அந்தல மோத்தல ஆடினதே அந்தல மோத்தல ஆடினதே கந்துவ திருவேங்கடபதி மேத்தக கந்துவ திருவேங்கடபதி மேத்தக அந்த புதிருபுல அலமேல் மங்க அந்த புதிருபுல அலமேல் மங்க அலருலு குரிய காடே அலகல குலு குல அலமேல் மங்க அலருலு குரிய காடேனதே.